The Porter County Girls Softball Tournament began yesterday, and Boone Grove wins their first-round matchup with a 10-0 win over Hebron. In other softball finals from yesterday, Wheeler swept the doubleheader from Griffith. Both scores ended with a 1-0 final, and Brooke Dussault was the star of both games. She was the winning pitcher in both matchups and hit a homer in Game 2. That turned out to be the only run of the game. Whiting wins over Wharton 16-5. Valparaiso beat LaPorte 20-17. Valpo had a 7-run seventh inning to win it. Chesterton beat Portage 6-0. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the White Sox lost to Cleveland 5-0. As for the Cubs, they stay red hot.
Now a drive out into center field. It's deep, and it is gone! He figured him out. It's 4-1.
Yeah, mission accomplished. Like his partner in the Brizzo Corporation, he jumps on that first pitch for his home run like Bryant did.
That Anthony Rizzo home run helped the Cubs beat Miami 4-1. The Cubbies have now won 10 of their last 11 games. And by the way, that highlight courtesy of NBC Sportsnet. As for baseball around these parts, River Forest scored 5 times in the first inning and held the lead to the finish line, winning over Counts 9-4. Caleb Johnson hit a grand slam for River Forest. Twin Lakes knocked off Kankakee Valley 6-1. Let's move on to the Stanley Cup playoffs in Boston, who knocked off Carolina 5-2 to take a 1-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. In the NBA, we have a couple of series going 7 games, including Philadelphia and Toronto. Game 7 is needed because the 76ers beat the Raptors 112-101 in Game 6 last night. Also going 7 will be Portland and Denver. Game 6 was won by the Blazers 119-108 last night. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, with the help of the Northwest Indiana Times, with the high school softball and baseball scores, I'm Tommy Williams.